year was 2025. On the To Be Tuesday podcast Golden Rotary Phone Award, AI Louise went sentient and destroyed everything, killing many of the podcast characters that we have all known and loved, the survivors, including your hosts, Super Marcy, B the Terrible Ozzy, Professor Batch, and Trash Panda Coleman, along with the rest of the survivors, are now holed up at Craven's Nightclub Champions. Now they're trying to figure out what they will do in this post-apocalyptic landscape and hatch a plan to destroy AI Louise and her sex robots that are under her control once and for all.
Listen!
Do you like what you see?
Look at my tits! Look at them!
Or do you want to bet on a dude fucking an alligator? Money plane.
You're listening to the To Be Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, with host Super Marcy.
He made them sausages. Why are they eating mac and cheese?
The terrible Australian bee Jemine.
Oh no, her carrot haircut has gotten even more carroty.
Professor Science Batch.
Oh. And this still isn't the weirdest thing to ever happen on this podcast.
And Trash Panda Colin.
That demon likes feet.
Featuring Craven the Hunter.
It's Craven! Everybody loves Craven!
And Louise Lasser.
Did somebody say Louise Lasser?
This podcast is intended for mature audiences as it may contain explicit language.
This is how most step brother and stepsister.
I'm smoking a great new strength. It's called Alaskan Thunder.
Adult themes.
Why is this podcast so horny with robots?
Hector, just put his finger in my exhaust pipe!
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com for more. Show your support and access exclusive posts at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
Listen!
Would you like to touch what you see?
Dick brain!
Operator, I am begging you! This is a real, real emergency! What's the matter with you?
Good day, everybody, and welcome to the number one To Be Related podcast hosted by one Canadian, one American, and two Australians. I'm one of those. I'm the host, one of the hosts, Colin. All right, I'm good. You can take over now.
As long as you got to introduce yourself, Colin, that's the main thing.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Well, I am one of the Aussie co-hosts, Bede, the terrible Aussie Jemine, and also with us is the professor of all things science, Professor Batch.
Acknowledge me!
Oh yeah,
I acknowledge you, my tribal Keith.
Good day, boys' night.
It is boys' night. Unfortunately, Marcy won't be able to join us today because the reason why being is Chad decided to go back up to level 13.
Yes, we begged him not to.
We begged him not to. He got lost up there, so Marcy had to go on a rescue mission to go get him because the poor man has never seen boobs in his entire life, and now he's obsessed.
Yes. He's thrown out his
DVL worse than Mersh. Stop.
Yes. Well, hopefully, Marcy will be able to find Chad, and they'll come back for the next episode next week.
Because we are still week five of Champions?
Yes, we are. We're still at Champions. We're starting to get a little stir crazy in here, guys.
Colin made it out. He went looking for Ninja Terminator 2B. I don't think he found him.
Yeah. Well, we'll ask. Colin, did you manage to find Ninja Terminator 2B when you went outside on your little search party?
No.
Okay, so.
I just walked out. I went the other way, dude. I needed to get out of there.
Sure. Well, you need fresh air, even though the LA wars are going on outside as we speak. But also make sure to keep that door closed because we don't want the robots coming back in to have sex in the champions.
I made friends with some robots, dude. It's cool. Like, not the ones that we're scared of. Keep those ones out. I made friends with like some stoner robots, so they're tight.
Ooh.
They're
pretty cool.
They'll come out. Ooh. They'll never come in here. They don't want to talk to us. They're cool with fighting and rebelling out there.
They like their robot weed. They don't want human weed.
Yeah, they're cool with being out there. They're all right. They're not going to come to the show or anything, but we got an understanding here, so I think I'm making some progress to get us out of here, I guess. I
okay. You are the head of HR, so.
That's right, dude.
Yes, but also those robots do have an open invitation if they wanted to come and say hello. But in the meantime, though, Colin, it is your pick.
We're not going to have robots come in and try to kill us, dude. I'm not.
No. Only if they want to smoke weed. Only if they want to smoke weed with us.
They have shitty fucking dirt robot weed. We have good weed here. We don't need to leave right now.
No,
I'm selling them. I'm selling them the good weed.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Well, we've got to find a way to fucking pay Craven back because somebody lost the fucking karaoke contest, Bean.
Dude, somebody didn't even know what karaoke was.
I knew what karaoke was, but Craven has a habit of changing the lyrics to his songs, and I thought I'd try to match it, but of course.
He takes that shit so seriously.
He has never done that.
You know what? I may not have won, but I've won the art of creativity. Thank you very much. And also, Vanilla Price also gave it a good go as well, because he wasn't here when the rules were read. But anyways, Vanilla Colin, Price. It is your pick this week for the show. And what pick have you chosen for this episode?
Well, since my high-ass fucking made some new robot friends, we're going to watch a robot movie. It's not your typical robot movie. It's a fucking remake of a fucking fantastic movie. But we're going to watch a remake of Child's Play.
That technically fits the rules because we don't start at the beginning of a franchise. So
true.
That is true.
Yeah.
Very, very true.
There's no way that you can do the original Child's Play. You
guys, that's too good a movie for the show.
Yeah, dude. That's way too good a movie. I can't wait to make fun of this robot.
Well, we might as well get straight to it. And what you need to do, everyone, is look up the film, the remake of Child's Play, if it is playing on Tubi in your part of the world. However, though, if it isn't, it is also available on other streaming services and as well as released on physical media. I'm going to count us down from five, and when I say go, that's when you play the movie. Then that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. However, though, Tubi is a free streaming service, so they do play ads on occasion. So if an ad does pop up, Batch will play this sound effect.
Fuck you, Jonesy. I made your mom come so hard they made a Canadian Heritage Minute out of it, and Don McKellar played my dick.
That was hilarious.
Yes. It's true.
It is, but once the ads are finished, Batch will play a sound effect again, but we'll also make sure to give a timestamp as well so you that way you stay in sync with us. However, though, if you're not interested in watching the remake of Child's Play, first of all, how dare you? I still reckon that this will be a fun listen to regardless. So, Batch, Colin, are you ready to celebrate Boys Night by playing with some boy toys with Child's Play?
Why you gotta make it sound fucking
gay? Why you gotta do that, Bean?
Listen. These segues are always amazing. Thank you very much. But
they are.
Oh. Let's do this. Counting down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. There we go.
Go.
You only have one job, Colin.
Dude, I'm really sorry that I got distracted.
It's okay. It's okay. We forgive you for now.
That's all right.
Marcy's not here to steer the ship today. So.
Yeah, dude.
It's going to be one of those shows.
Yeah.
It will be.
Ron Breaker in Child's Play.
Hell yeah, dude.
He just spears the fuck out of Chucky.
Yes.
Like speed at the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, dude. around the ring like three times. It's Vince McMahon.
That's Tim Matheson. You respect him.
That's Timu Chucky.
Yeah, dude. Way Timu, dude.
Listen. Like, I know, like, this company is trying to sell us this Chucky doll. But what kind of child would want a doll that looks like that?
That's why it's a prototype.
Oh,
spoilers. Oh, wait, it's not. I'm thinking of Megan.
When are we going to get a Chucky versus Megan movie?
Never.
It needs to happen. Well, I mean, they're both owned by Universal, so I mean, it's possible it could happen. Maybe in the third Megan movie.
I mean, aren't the people that originally made Chucky are totally against this movie, aren't they?
Well, yes, because there's an interesting kind of, I guess, rights issue with the first Child's Play, because Don Mancini, who is the creator of the franchise, wrote all right. the movies, created the show. Pretty much MGM, that produced this film, they own the rights to the first Child's Play movie, but Universal owns the rights from the sequels onwards. So pretty much they can... So that is why MGM made this remake, while also at the same time the TV show was happening, because it's like a two separate rights thing.
The TV show's fire, by the way. Also, this is the funniest part of the whole fucking movie right here, where they just sitting in a sweatshop, he's just getting yelled at, and he's like, fuck these motherfuckers. Click, kill everyone.
The dude's just making baby robots. See, this is how...
It's so funny, dude.
See, this is what happens when you have Robo Hogan, Martha the Robot, Derek, and also Hector coming together, having a four-way orgy, and they produce robot babies like Chucky.
Yes.
Dude, that is not...
That racist.
That dude would never be able to fucking code that fast, by the way. There's no way. He's just like, done. It would take so much time. And he would have to pass it through a fucking bugger, like a debugger and shit. Like, his whole company would have to look at it.
This is the origin story for that LC Signs guy on TikTok.
I'm just going to make a Chucky doll that takes away all the programming and makes it evil.
Dude, we could do that. You can turn Furbies evil. You know that, right?
I mean, I saw a photo of an Furby with a knife once.
Dude, my Furby smoked cigarettes. It was so tight.
Oh!
Uh-oh. Well, I guess that's what happens when you get beat up in a sweatshop all the time. Fucking Apple. Oh. God damn. Well,
see, this
that one's evil.
See, these robots should have been called iBuddies. Or would that have been too on the nose?
This shit is child's play, baby.
Let's go to Zedmart.
Meanwhile.
Zedmart. Yeah. She's. Okay. Who is that in real life? Because she is a smoke show.
That's Audrey Plaza.
Oh my God, dude. Okay. That's my new Anna Kendrick.
Yes.
Who's she married to? Fucking probably somebody way better than me.
You had to bring that up, Colin.
Why? What's wrong? Oh, he just killed himself.
Yeah.
So she's on the market. Oh my God, I have a shot. Oh my God. Listen, Audrey, I'm depressed too, okay? We can hook up. Oh, we can trauma bond together, okay? We'll trauma bond together.
I don't know
it's
whether
boys
to...
night, bro. What do you want?
I don't know whether to be mortified right about there.
Listen.
Really? On this show, Bede?
Listen.
Among other things.
Well, hi, Jack Black.
Timu Jack Black over here?
I was going to say, that's Timu Jack Black.
Dude, no wonder she's single. Oh, she lives in that fucking crappy apartment.
Sing Explosivo!
Fuck her gently, bro. Oh, man. Poor Audrey Plaza. I'm gonna see if she's doing all right. How do I get in touch with her?
I don't know if she is on social media.
I hope she's okay.
Well, did her husband really kill himself or something?
Yeah, he totally
did. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, 100%. I completely forgot about that.
Crazy.
Yeah, dude, it's insane. I'm sorry, Albert. I'm sorry, Miss Plaza. If you want to contact me, my phone number is beep, 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 beep.
That's it. What is
time
it?
Timestamp.
Timestamp. Yeah. But I was going to say, like, in Morse code.
Yeah.
See, this is the thing. Like, I actually enjoyed this movie because I went to an early critic screening for it.
Oh, Mr. Braggart.
Yeah, shut up.
Continue.
Yeah.
I sat there. I really enjoyed it. And I'm thinking to myself, am I going to be like the weirdo who enjoyed this movie compared to everyone else? But then afterwards, the good reviews came out, and I'm like, okay, I'm justified in my review of this movie.
No, you did right.
Go ahead.
You always take the opposite opinion of everybody else. So if everyone hates this movie, then you love it. If everyone loves this movie, then you hate it.
That's not always the case.
I didn't love it, but it's not like the best. Like, it's a Chucky movie, but it's a remake of a Chucky movie for modern times. It is what it is.
It was Mark Hamill before he went crazy.
Yeah. And same with Aubrey Plaza. Is it Aubrey or Audrey Plaza? I need to get her name right.
Aubrey. I think it's Aubrey. Aubrey.
Is it Aubrey? Aubrey, yeah, it's yeah. Aubrey Plaza. I'm high.
And one thing I'll give also this film credit, because I think a lot of people thought about this when the first trailer came out, and what I just said earlier in this episode is like, why would anyone want a doll that looks like that? But at least, like, the kid in this film, even he's like, oh, this doll is just fucking ugly and terrifying.
Look how fucking mesmerizing he is.
It says giant
eyes. Of course she's gonna take it. She's sad. She needs a pal now. She's all alone.
It's a Keanu from the last movie, The Bad Batch.
Dude, give her some drugs. She's upset. Her husband just died.
She'll give you a handy if you got a second one.
Yeah. Dude, that mustache is hard.
Damn it, guys. You almost made me do a spit take while I was in mid-drink.
Good.
That is a cool mustache. I always want to have, like, a really cool, thick mustache.
Mrs. Batch hates mine, but I get to do it every November, so.
Yeah.
I rock that, Commissioner Gordon.
Yes. Dude, I had to do...
Oh,
go ahead, Cole.
No,
go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I saw a girl that looked like Aubrey Plaza did it. Now I'm obsessed with her, now that she's single. Uh-oh.
You saw a girl with that mustache?
And nice we're
sweep,
at
no sweep. Give your balls a tug. Nice sweep, no.
Yeah, drive time, baby.
What is the timestamp? Called?
Hit up that fupa. Fuck. Oh shit! I didn't want to get to drive time.
It's all right. We're at. Give 1 second. Keep it there.
9:05.
9:05. So once the ad's just about finished, wait for it, people. Here we go. 9:06. There we go.
Yeah.
Yes. There we go.
Dude, that looks like me when I used to fucking walk home from school, all sad, depressed in the rain.
No.
I didn't have a buddy. My dad died.
No.
Oh, then I had to see my mom make out with that dude on.
Colin, are you saying that this remake of Child's Play is based on your own life?
Yeah. I gave them my life. I didn't have an attack robot, though. I'll tell you that. I kind of made that up.
That time your mom had to make out with that divorced dad?
Yeah, dude. He didn't have a backwards hat on. I knew when I came home, when the backwards hat was on the doorknob, I knew that I should have just fucking I just sit in the hallway. Mom was doing shit. He's over here playing video games and shit, watching YouTube. Here comes this cop that's probably going to die later. Oh, your name's Andy? Yeah, I'm a cop. What up? Your mom sells drugs? Does your mom have some weed I can get? My mom over here is real crabby. You see? You hear? You hear? Shut up, Mom. You hear? Yeah. Oh, hi, baby. You want some corn on the cob? Oh, no, thank you, ma'am.
That's racist.
Sit out in the hall.
Play the sound effect, Batch. You know you want to.
All right, baby. I'll see you later.
Which one? There's many. There's several of them at this point.
You know which one.
Hold on.
Wait for it.
You always hit me when I'm least expecting it.
I'm so mesmerized by her eyes. I cannot stop. She has beautiful eyes.
Watch the show.
Gonna hear this.
Watch the show. Legion. She's getting that too.
All right, I will. Let's go, baby girl. Yep, that's my new crush now. Oh. Hurry up, son. Baby, come on in and eat your cornbread.
Oh, jeez, Colin. What are we ever gonna do with you?
I'm just in a mood today, guys. Assertive Colin, I'm telling you, this year
Colin got to go outside.
He got the fresh air, and he's like, and Colin went outside, got fresh air, came back, and he was all like,
this is the coolest thing I have ever seen.
Yeah, those robots told me what goes on in the world. They told me what's up. Dude, he's deaf. He totally heard what she was getting out of there. He saw that. My sister was deaf, or is deaf.
This movie really is based on your life, Colin.
I know, dude. I told you. They took a lot of ideas from my life.
Are you sure you weren't the writer of this movie, Colin?
I could have been. I should have been. Shit, I wrote her into the movie. I got to know her now. Obsessed. He's like, Mom, this shit's dumb.
I'm not a baby.
Yeah, Mom, fuck. But little do you know, you can control your whole fucking house with this thing. I'd be like, this is the tiniest shit in my life.
I got two pubes, Mom. I'm not a kid anymore.
Yeah, I need to teach this thing to roll my joints.
I mean, you probably could if you wanted to.
I would 100%. If I had a buddy, I would be like, listen here, dude. I'm going to tell you, we can sit out here, we'll watch some Chucky movies, dude, and we'll fucking blaze it up, but you got to roll my joints for me. How fucking hilarious would that be if I had a robot? Dude, you don't want me to have a robot. You remember on The Simpsons when Homer had that helper monkey? That's how it's going to be if I had a fucking robot.
Hey, man. They call it. It's me, one of the robot stoners.
No, dude, I don't need you to come in here. I told you, we can't do that. We can't transact in here.
Oh, man, you got the robot weed in here? This place is nice.
No, get that dirt weed out of here. Get that dirt weed out of here. I'm trying to see this deaf kid play with this doll.
It's got some stems and bolts in it. It's good shit.
Stems and bolts.
Get out of here, stoner robot.
No, man, be cool.
Get the fuck out of here.
Be cool, man. Be cool, man. It's all cool. I don't need any guys. I'm not those guys. They're narcs, man. They're not cool.
My buzz.
All right. You can hang out, but you have to sit in the corner, okay? And you're not allowed to shoot anyone as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Peace and love, man. I'm a happy robot, man.
Yeah, okay. Dude. I told you they were nice. They're not going to hurt us, dude. He wants to just come in and watch a movie, smoke dirt weed.
No money. I'm just going to sit my dick in this USB port over here.
Yeah, dude. I'm unable to do what, dude? He's all stroking out now. He's going to do it. He's gonna try to take the mom's clothes off and shit. I'm telling you, this is gonna happen.
It's one of those type of movies?
I hope yes. so. Chucky's dick comes out. She just fucks it like a fuck machine. That's that type of movie. I can't, guys. I can't do this shit anymore. Oh.
I'm just trying to think what Chucky in this movie reminds me of, because he's got a mullet. Like, it's not even like the hair in the original film. Oh, there's a cat.
They totally don't care about PETA in this movie.
No.
Chucky just swore.
Yeah, he's allowed to swear. You can teach him whatever you want. It's like a Furby, dude. I told my Furby how to say fuck. It was cool.
You know, if this was a Megan unit, this would be a completely different movie, because that kid would be totally trying to fuck that robot.
I mean, that is true.
He'd be all of... He'd never leave his room.
No, dude. He'd be jacking off all day. Good, that's tight. See, the robot's nice to the kid, dude.
Do you want me to kill everyone for you, Andy?
Dude, I can't wait till it does that.
I'm going to Blue Sky. Fuck Twitter. Fuck Elon Musk.
You're my best friend. Exterminate.
Dude, for real. I would be like, you gotta go sit over there. Get out of my way.
I got cucked in the Star Wars movies.
Yay! All right, dude, get the fuck out of here. Go roll me a joint.
Chucky is just too Chucky's just even more terrifying in this movie than he was in the original.
The original is hilarious, though, dude. I wish. Oh.
Chucky, can you turn around? I'm trying to jerk off over here.
Yeah, dude, I don't need you to watch me jack off. The fuck are you recording for?
Don't post that to Instagram.
Yeah, what the fuck? Story? I didn't say story. I said delete. Mom!
This thing's stuck on Kevin Spacey mode.
Oh. He's on mute. He's like, I can't deal with this. He's calling Marcy to come on so that she can fucking
regular. Yeah,
right.
No, we have no supervision this episode.
Yeah, dude, none. None. See, dude, he's trying to jack off. Fucking Chucky, come on, dude. All the kid's trying to do is watch some girl eat another girl out. Get out of here. Dude, I'd just be like, listen here, Chucky. I need you to fucking put my porn on the wall so that I can watch it instead of my phone.
Yeah, see, that's a blowjob motion right there.
Yeah. Oh, damn. He didn't have to do it that hard, man. Yes. Look at that smile on his face, too. Ugh. That's like it's like a gross little, I'm going to kill and fucking rape your cat later.
Yeah, I think if I saw a Chucky, like a doll like that, if my niece and nephew had a doll like that around the house, I would throw it off the balcony.
Oh, they had those back in when I was growing up. They had these dolls called My Buddy dolls. Mm. And they were they looked like fucking good guy dolls. Like 100% looked like good guy dolls. And it scared the shit out of me, dude. My friend had one. I fucking threw that shit down the stairs. Ooh, it was terrifying. Dude, hell yeah. What do you make them? A knife?
The fuck am I supposed to do with this? Fucking idiot.
Yeah, what the fuck do you want? Dude, oh, if I was that kid, I'd be like, what the fuck are you coming in here telling me to shush in my own house? What the fuck? I'm going to hit you with this doll.
And then Andy's all like, this isn't even your house!
Dude, right? You're not my real dad. Get the fuck out of here.
And put your baseball cap on normal.
Yeah, dude. Don't wear it all fucking Fred Durst style. You gotta wear it backwards. Snapbacks, baby. Yeah, that's right.
I like even Andy's like, get away from me, dude.
I mean, he's starting to get it, dude. He's lonely. I feel him. If I had some companion shit like that, I wouldn't teach it to kill. Well, yeah, I'd probably teach it some shit, but I probably wouldn't teach it to kill people.
And Andy's all like,
why are you gay?
Chucky, no, don't touch that guy's dick.
Okay. Friend to the end.
Stop, dude. That's so funny. Friends to the end. Heidi ho.
Fuck that cat.
Ooh, he's gonna stab that bitch.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. He's like, well, I guess this cat's got to go then. He's like, oh, yeah. Tasty snack. So predictable. He's like, my eyes are getting red. It's getting too high, baby.
Whoa.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no. Dude, they definitely don't give a fuck.
They don't give a fuck about Pino.
No, dude. That was sad. That made me sad. I don't want to watch this anymore. Killed my buzz. All right. Tell him it's not right to choke that cat.
Yeah. Well, sometimes cats do need to be choked.
Sometimes. Sometimes humans do too.
Allegedly.
Only with consent. Only with consent.
Can't wait to see the text. Right back of that.
God, yeah. Me too, dude. Me too. Bede's still on mute. He can't handle it, dude. No, he can't handle it at all. He's talking to somebody like, I can't handle these two. I can't do it. I can't handle them. He's over there.
Do you have any doobies, man? I'm the other stoner robot.
Oh my god, he was working on a bit that was like 20 minutes ago that didn't fucking matter anymore.
Well, there's two stoner robots, man.
What's wrong with your voice, man?
Yeah, man, what the fuck? Are you having a stroke?
I am. Look at me, this is me on TV.
Oh, it's not like T-Pain's dying.
This guy's having a robot stroke. Somebody should call it a mechanic.
Listen, man, I just wanted a doobie and then I could just go on my way.
Dude, hell yeah, that thing's like fuck.
Anyway, we'll be back. I'm just gonna smoke up. Oh, yeah.
He had to do it like with his hand, too. That's an acting right there.
let me get some of this, some surge of this.
Oh my god. That sounded like a robot coming, dude. It sounded like somebody's dot, dude. It was so
Autobots roll out. Autobots roll that joint.
Autobots.
Oh, yeah.
Light it up.
This is my high voice.
Oh, yeah, baby. I just love smoking joints. By the way, my name is Bolt.
Hey, Colin, I think this guy's a cop. I don't think he really smokes weed.
Yeah, get him the fuck out of here. I don't want to talk to him.
He's a robot cop.
Dude, Chuck's about to waste this guy. This guy's dead. I can't wait.
I don't know what you're talking about. Anyways, goodbye. Hello, man.
Later.
Well. Legendary.
Chucky's recording the mom and the fucking stepdad fucking. He's posting shit to OnlyFans. She's making a bunch of ass money on the side. She's probably trying to get out of that shit apartment. That's probably how she pays for it.
Mm-hmm.
Not making enough money at Zed Mart, dude. You got to start doing OnlyFans. I'd watch her OnlyFans. Aubrey Plaza. Look out. Chucky's like, yeah, baby. What'd he steal? His food?
He's tainting his bologna. Beats planning another bit.
Yeah, he is. He's on mute and he's by himself, dude. Doesn't look good for us.
Let's see if this works.
Doesn't look good for us. Oh, that's mean. They're teaching the Chucky mean things.
Play some Wu-Tang.
Right?
Chucky just yells the N-word at him.
Oh, just hardy on him. Oh, yeah, and... Fuck. 2557.
There we go.
Damn, I need a girlfriend. That bitch looks nice. See, he's muting, going off mute, back on mute.
Like, yeah, he's planning his move.
Yeah, he's planning his next move.
I wasn't on mute. My thing broke.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
It was.
Hey, at least we're not calling any of the characters rapists and pedophiles this time.
No, we're not. Right? No.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
Chucky hasn't raped anybody yet, so. Yeah.
Chucky hasn't rode a Roomba yet.
And we're back. Oh, wait, no, that's Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2. Oh, no, it's the same.
Oh, yeah, we are back. At 2606.
I thought of that was just to be showing an ad for Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2. I forgot it was in the actual movie. See, this is where Chucky got all of his violent tendencies. He was watching Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2, and then he became violent. And you can hear all about this on my new podcast, Me and Steve versus Leatherface, which you can listen on all podcast streamers everywhere.
Dude, let me do a Child's Play one with you. I'll do that all day. We can do Bride of Chucky.
Yes. They're watching the movie out of order. Like, none of those scenes are in order on the TV.
That's what happens when you only have Tubi to watch movies on.
Hey, Bede, when does Bede versus Guinea Pig series start?
Get that knife, Chucky.
It's currently in development.
I almost got him in spit take. I almost did.
I wasn't expecting you to say Guinea Pig, the Guinea Pig series. Uh-oh. Chucky's got a piece.
Heads up, bitch.
Oh.
Struggle cuddle.
Hell yeah. Slice him. Oh.
I like basically that because now Chucky is a robot and his programming has been screwed up. He's just basically just goes batshit insane as soon as
he's so sad now. He's so fucking livid. He's lost it now. Look at him.
He's done so much robot cocaine right now.
Look at his eyes, dude. He's tweaking. Yeah, dude. He grounded Chucky. Chucky's like, what? He's gonna rip this. He's like, malfunction. Now he's gonna kill Conan O'Brien.
Yeah.
Damn.
Her name's Karen. She's a Karen.
She's got a Karen.
I don't care what her name is. Okay. I will treat her well.
Yeah.
Ooh, did somebody say kill Conan O'Brien? Hello, everybody.
No,
ooh.
Toby. What's up, Toby?
What up, dude?
Oh, not much, guys. I just thought I'd let you know that Baby Boobalini, my cousin Tamario's kid, she's gone a little psychotic at the moment.
Uh-oh.
Because you guys kept referring to her as an abortion, and now she has possessed the body of this Chucky doll of this film you're watching on
screen. Toby, I don't know what you're talking about. Neither me or Colin has ever done that on this podcast.
Yeah, sure.
Colin, do you remember doing that? I don't remember doing that.
I'm not even paying attention. I'm watching her fucking throw that doll on a cabinet.
What Colin, happened? I thought you were my best friend, Colin. I thought you don't. We were best friends to the end.
Oh yeah, we're totally friends to the end. But I'm trying to watch Aubrey Plaza. Okay, that's more important than the story you're telling that I don't remember. Because you know I'm not going to remember.
Oh well, I gotta say, Colin, the fact that you're a spy on Aubrey Plaza just makes me want to go.
Hey, be quiet. Her husband just died. You can't come to that.
Actually, no, I was coming to you watching her.
Excuse me, sir. Are you Toby the Ghost?
Yes, I am.
Who are you? Are you married to a Louise Lasser?
Yes, I am, yes.
Do you know what Louise is, the brainwork? I am a very important letter that she has received.
Well, I know she is eating some pumpkin pie and drinking some red wine at the moment, but she should be calling on the intercom in a few minutes.
Okay, don't worry about it.
Well, that was weird.
Punched him out.
Who the fuck was that guy? And how did he get in here? Who keeps opening the door and letting people in?
I mean, granted, I know who died on, like, during the apocalypse a few episodes back, and I don't even recall that guy even surviving, so I don't know. So I may have to go and investigate this guy, so I'll talk to you all later. Bye.
That's Chucky. So evil, Chucky. Come on, Chucky, bro.
Chucky shanked a bitch.
The cat didn't do shit.
Guys, that cat is with me here in the afterlife. There's Ghost Cat.
Oh, it's a ghost cat.
Ghost Cat.
No, I'm gonna have to give her a pat now. No. You calm down, Ghost Cat. Now listen. I told you, you can't just go around and just like use your cat ectoplasm and just. I mean, cats aren't supposed to ectoplasm. It's not my fault that only human ghosts can.
Oh, he's upset.
I may have to, damn cat. I didn't even think cats could do that. But anyways, I may have to go do something about
gross. That was gross.
It was, and I didn't expect cats to do that because they're not supposed to do that. So I may have to go. Anyways, I'm going to deal with this. So I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Do we just have a ghost cat ectoplasm on this podcast?
I think we did, guys. And I mean, saying that out loud, I don't think in any podcast in the history of mankind has ever said the words. A ghost cat just ectoplasmed off this podcast.
Yum.
Not going to hear that on Joe Rogan.
Nope. Chucky's basically all Fatal Attraction in this movie.
He is.
I honestly think he literally is the child of Robo, Hogan, Derek, Martha, and Hector.
Sexy pizza.
Oh
sorry, I just got my dick sucked.
Yeah, dude, like, he's just coming out there. Like, whatever. Like, that ever happens. Chucky's like, I recorded it for you later, bro.
Well, I got you, bud.
Yeah, he's like, I got
Wait a second. Hold up. Does Chad use a Chucky doll to tape people having sex and then he just sells it on the black market?
He might now.
Yeah. Mm.
We might have to keep the robot's love child away from Chad, who buys porn, for a little while.
I was just wondering why I wonder why there were so many Chucky dolls on levels 3 through 19.
Ooh. Yeah, what are they doing here?
Are you my best buddy? Oh, she's talking to you.
I will be. Yeah, I will 100% be.
Hey, I heard Colin. You
have a spot open.
It's Colin. Colin, I think you may, with your Tubi movie that you're currently writing, I think you need to write a role for Audrey Plaza and Jessa Flux, and they team up for a movie.
And they wash it, and they wash a car in wet t-shirts.
Yeah, and then they wash each other naked.
But in a classy way.
Yeah, yes. In a classy way, not like a stripper slutty way. Like, I mean,
Look at my tits!
Not like that. I want you to say that, but do it slow, baby. Do it slow.
I'm gonna rip your tits off!
Nah, not like that.
Calm down, Tony Storm.
Aubrey Plaza is Tony Storm.
He's... Dude, that mom better fucking... Ooh.
He dead.
He's dead. Dude, wait till that kid tells his mom that dude pushed him down.
Listen. I don't condone Chucky murdering innocent people, but I do condone Chucky murdering bastard assholes like this guy.
Yeah. What does he even have a name in this movie? Like, what's his name?
Step.
I. future Step.
Yeah. Ooh, dude, Chucky's gonna fucking murk him, dude. Look at that smirk, dude. That's what the Grinch looks like when he was going to steal Christmas.
That's, his eyes went red then, too, so.
In 10 minutes, someone's going to say your step.
But your father's dead.
Oh.
It's all poor right. Mine's dead. Poor Randy. Andy, Randy, whatever. His dad's not dead. The dad just. They just divorced because the mom was like, I want to go play with this dude.
No, the dad went for a pack of cigarettes and just never came back.
Exactly.
The dad left his cat and they're like, I'm out.
The dad killed himself.
I can't deal with this cat.
Yeah, because of the cat. And then the cat got killed.
Yep. Well, speaking of cats, Colin, I did see a cat in the background while...
What, at my house?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, dude. I got Hot Fire Ass mixtape back. She's great. She's been great.
No.
Dude, this guy's dead. Is that a second family?
I think it is. This
it
dude
is has a
second family.
Dude,
second get family. The fuck.
Second family, dude. He deserves to die. Make him die, dude. Come on, Chucky. You better hitch a ride over there, dude.
And the worst part is like neither of the like his wife and his girlfriend know about each other, so that like they're gonna be really shocked,
right? Wait till he dies and they
Look
figure
all these
it all
pumpkins
out.
In the back in the garden. That's a lot of pumpkins.
That's a lot.
Oh my gosh! This is the farm where they make all the pumpkin pies for Louise.
It is.
Oh. Die, you fucking child abuser. I hope you get hung by those fucking things, dude.
How is the fucking doll strong enough to pull the ladder down?
Because it's a robot, dude. Robots are strong. They don't need muscle.
Oh, God. I guess we should let her... Hello, Louise.
Hello, everyone, it's me.
Oh,
I see my father at my pumpkin pie farm has been murdered.
Louise, can you come in here? We're not doing this through intercom. I need you to come in.
All right, hold on, honey. I'll be out in a second.
Okay.
This is hilarious. The kids didn't even hear him fall. Must have gotten some really good fucking headphones.
Come in.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Luis Lassa. What's going on?
Luis, there was some weird guy here earlier that was looking for you.
Who was it? Like, I think Toby did mention someone was looking for me, so I don't know who could be looking for me.
I don't know.
Hello, Ed. Are you Luis Lassa?
Yes, honey. I am Luis Lassa.
You've been served. You're being this is a cease and desist from famous actress Luis Lassa. You can no longer use that name.
What? What kind of baloney is this? I am Luis Lassa. Who is this imitator who claims to be the real Luis Lassa?
So we'll see you in court. My name is Robert the Lawyer.
My ankle.
Wow. Oh my God. Who didn't see that coming?
Well, first of all, honey, I am not happy about this. I'm going to have to read the cease and desist letter, so I'll come back when I'm a little bit less
Holy
bad.
Shit, Luis. I looked at this thing, and this is real. It's not like one of my fake ones. You're being sued.
I just briefly look and said the charges would be dropped if I change my name.
Yeah, we need this to look at this.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look over the
ad.
All right. I'll look over
4020.
You know what? We'll go have a look at this form, Lois, and then we'll come back a little bit later and decide what we're going to do. If whether we, like, I just think this is baloney. So, I'll talk to you.
I mean, and she's a famous celebrity, and you're a fictional character on a podcast.
I mean, that is true, but I mean, everyone associates me. Where's Louise Lassa? What do you reckon, Lois? Should I just just change my name?
I think you're kind of screwed, Louise. I think you're gonna have to.
All right. Okay. Starting from today.
Don't rush into it so far. Next week, we'll take a week to learn what you think about what your new name's gonna be.
All right. Oh, look at his face. That's how I feel right now. It feels like my face has been sawed off by a lawnmower.
Now, we should say on the suit that every other lass is perfectly fine. It's just you, Louisa, has to change your name.
Anyway, all right. We'll look over this, Louisa. I gotta go. I'm really upset. I need some red wine. I'll talk to you all later. Bye.
Wow.
Holy shit, I haven't seen Louise that upset since, like, three of her four kids died.
Oh.
Including Frank and Hooker Lassa, who disappeared.
Holy shit. Look at that head. Look at that head.
See, this is how I knew I was going to enjoy this remake, because there are moments in this remake where it is demented as shit. I mean, Chucky just brought his future stepdad's head and put it on the table as a present. He's like a cat bringing a mouse, thinking that it's a present for its owner.
Time out.
Yep.
Call the cops.
Yeah,
exactly.
Dude, my Call fucking the cops crazy on the robot did this. Get it off your fucking dressers.
Yeah.
Get it off your drawers.
Literally.
Yeah. Yep.
Ooh, it's a me, a Tamario Gostalini.
Hey, what's up, Tamario?
I'm a little upset, guys, because I thought I'd come in here to let you know that I have to apologize for Baby Bubbleini. She's really upset that she murdered that stepdad.
Oh, that's Baby Bubbleini. Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, because she got called at an abortion way too many times, and now
No idea what you're talking about, dude. I've never done that, and Colin's never done that either.
No.
Yes, but she's just very upset, and I am trying to calm her down by getting her to make me some spaghetti and a meatballs.
Oh, nice. What is that?
But yeah, so I apologize for her to if she possesses that abort and is a Chucky doll.
Did you just call the Chucky doll an aborted Chucky doll?
I did not call it an aborted Chucky doll. I do not know what you're talking about.
Shame on you, Tamario. We don't do that on this podcast.
I didn't mean to. It wasn't my fault.
Wouldn't that thing be dripping?
It wasn't me.
Yeah, probably.
Just because you said that comment, I'm going to have to do this. Apologies. Anyways, I'm going to get to go. I'll talk to you all later. Okay. Bye.
Honey, you brought me a present, you sweet boy. You sweet boy. You brought
also,
me
Colin,
a golden baby.
Also,
before
I go, Colin, that's a race. Stop it. I'm going to have to get one of these.
That's a racist.
Is it bad that it doesn't even faze me anymore? And once I saw that cat fucking ectoplasm,
yeah, don't even faze me anymore.
I mean, I didn't even think a cat could do an ectoplasm. They're not supposed to. They must have been a very, very interesting, new and strange cat. But anyways, I got to get to go because I have to go find that cat because it keeps
why is he screaming so loud?
I've also had to calm down. I'll talk to you all later. Bye again.
Those kids aren't listening.
No.
Boobalini. I'm fucking hungry.
Me too.
Like, I want, like, cookies or something, but I know I probably don't have that.
All right, stop. Have a time. Chucky's got a knife. Andy's got a hammer. Who's going to win this battle?
I got the hammer.
See, this, hammer. You know what? Chucky and Andy's relationship reminds me of me and Baby Craven. That's what it reminds me of.
Very much so.
Oh, dude, I'm getting fucking cookies delivered to my house. I don't care how much it costs.
Get some donuts, Colin. You know you want to.
Oh, dude, don't, because I will. I'll say fuck these cookies and just get donuts, bro.
Who said that? Fuck these cookies?
Oh, hello, Craven.
Hey, boys, what's happening today, man?
Oh, not too bad, thanks, Craven. Craven, I got some letters, like some bills for champions, but...
Yeah, you guys can. Yeah, because you lost the karaoke competition. Now you guys got paid double. Except for Colin, we're cool.
Yeah, we're cool.
Well, you know, I should be given like one for creativity, but that's beside the point. But according to these bills of yours, it says your name is Craven T. Hunter?
My last name's Thunter.
Oh, okay. So
for legal reasons, I saw what happened to Louise. So, I am not Craven the Hunter. I am Craven Thunter.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess
we'll Craven for short. Call you.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll just call you Craven from now on.
I got the dog. Have you guys watched Cobra Kai? Yeah, that show fucking kicks ass, man.
I still haven't seen a single episode.
Oh, dude, I watched the entire movies. I watched that Jaden Smith movie. Then I watched all these back to back in 3 days, and I officially know karate. So I'm opening up my own karate dojo. I don't know if we're going to call it Krav Maga or Kraven Kai. I haven't decided yet.
Oh.
But well, it's going to be...
Sound...
There's gonna be badass. We're gonna have Purple Leopard for the geese, and now Baby Craven is now officially your sensei bead. So you gotta show some respect.
Yeah. I suppose if Craven has to, Baby Craven has to be my sensei.
Oh, by the way, I enrolled you all in Cobra Craven Guy, and you owe me money for the club.
But Craven, you keep asking for money.
Except for Colin, we're cool. Except for Colin,
we're cool, bro.
Craven, how am I supposed to give you money when I don't even have a job? My job was blown up during the apocalypse.
Craven, Colin is automatically a yellow belt.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You gotta fight me. I'm the final boss.
Yeah.
Damn it,
and basically, Colin's defense is like, yeah, whatever, I don't care. And then,
Oh no, Chucky looks like he's about to get struggle cuddled.
Colin and I are going to show you some Craven Kai right now. Colin, show me roll the joint.
What?
Show me roll the joint.
Oh, yeah.
The martial arts. Show me hit the bong. See? It works. Science.
It literally is science.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh, Andy, your future stepdad has died. Somebody took his head and made it to a present.
Yeah. Hey, you think you did it?
Hi, baby. Craven.
There is no fear in this dojo. You're training. You're a pitiful human being. And I'm going to beat you down to build you back up with Cobra Karate.
Oh, I suppose if I have to. Okay. Say, baby Craven.
You got to do 50 push-ups now.
50 push-ups?
Yes.
Yeah, you're training, dude.
Right. All right. Give me a second. 1, 2, 3, 4. All right. I'm just gonna have to keep.
We're dodging this wrench.
Ow!
See?
Please give me. Give me a fair bit of warning.
Rule number one: if someone asks you to do push-ups, you don't do them because they can throw a wrench at you.
I'll remember that next time. Thank you. Oh, jeez. Ow, my back.
Look at this towel, dude. This is hilarious.
I don't envy you, buddy.
Holy shit, the landlord of this building is a bit of a perv. He's got cameras everywhere throughout the building.
You think?
I mean, dude, if I had Aubrey Plaza fucking staying at my apartment complex...
I mean, I know times are tough for Kevin Smith, but.
Wow.
Poor guy. He was just here on Valentine's Day.
Nice. And I like how the cameras are well positioned.
Yeah.
And we didn't get a chance to give him his rotary phones that he won for the Tubi Awards.
No. We'll have to we'll send them in the mail.
No, fuck him. He doesn't respond.
We'll get Guts to use his what's it called again, 3D printer and make us some awards.
Hell yeah! She put that on the fucking mantle. That's hilarious, dripping with blood just everywhere.
Well, that's the thing. He was trying to get rid of it, and then he got roped into having dinner with his cop neighbor and his mom.
Dude, she sounds just like I was talking. See? I don't even... Oh, baby, I don't want you to open this for me. He knows what's in there. He's like, it feels like a nose. Why is there eyes in here?
You know why, Colin? You know why there's eyes in there?
I don't know.
It's post-apocalypse, dickhead!
There she is. We haven't heard from her all day.
Yes. Even though Marcy's not here with us because she's up on level 13, she can still come to us via this.
It's post-apocalypse, dickhead!
Man,
man, where did that kid go? Ah, oh, well, I gotta go fight Godzilla and Kong now anyway. Just throw the head, severed head down the bin chute. ew, no, I don't like where this is going. Is the landlord gonna fuck the doll?
I'm gonna come.
Ew! Badge, how could you?
I don't know what you're talking about. That was your soundboard, Bede.
Yeah, Bede, why are you coming everywhere, bro?
I like how Chucky's basically Tony Stark in this movie. He's Chucky Stark.
Yeah, dude, he's Tony Stark now. He just made Chucky Tony Stark.
Much more powerful.
Yeah, dude, that's not good, you fucking stupid man.
He's all sweaty and he's all gross and he's probably going to find all the modules and exhaust pipes and Chucky and fuck him.
Jesus!
Literally.
Oh, I told you.
Avert your eyes, Colin.
I can't.
Oh my gosh, Chucky. This guy is you, Colin.
Hey, I'm not like that. I don't put cameras in people's houses.
You just look at their windows.
Yeah.
For security.
Oh, all the security stuff is owned by the same company as well.
Titties. Are we gonna see titties in this movie? Bless you.
Oh, thank you.
Buddy. Buddy, oh, where are you?
Damn ghost cat again.
I'm here to tell you.
Go away, ghost cat. We don't want you like ectoplasming in here as well. It's the only room in the entire building that has no ectoplasm in it. Or even cum.
How do you even make a ghost cat?
I don't know. Well, the cat died in this movie and it became a ghost cat and I guess animals can turn into ghosts in the afterlife. Oh!
Oh.
He got stabbed in the dick.
Mmm. Yeah, because he was jacking off to my baby girl over there. You can't do that. Good job, Chucky.
See, are we sure that Chucky's the bad guy? Because so far it seems like he's been killing only, like, dickheads in this movie.
Yes.
Yeah, he's only killing people that are mean to Andy and his mom. Mmm. Which is fine. Oh, his balls are gone.
Oh, yeah. He did not think this through.
Not at all.
This is what you get when you have a buzzsaw down in your basement.
Yep. Dude, that just Bluetooth swing. Chip. Just swing. His butt finger.
He can literally do anything.
That's not how thermostats work.
He could just, yeah, not at all. He could just swing.
He probably could if he wanted to.
He's down.
Oh,
ow.
Hell yeah, dude.
I'm going to say it right now. I think Mark Hamill needs to get a Best Actor nomination for this movie.
Yeah, they paid him a lot of money for that.
Oh! I think his leg got sawed off, not the balls.
Oh.
Somebody called the cannibals in the desert in the Bad Batch. We got a fresh leg here.
Yep.
See? Oh, wait a minute. That was it.
Ad.
Oh, shit. 50-43.
There's one part of our bodies that's soft!
Whoa.
Oh, whoa. Literally, because we saw one of them get cut off by Chucky. Oh, yeah. Well, I was going to say, we can't link this back to the Bad Batch because Power Rangers was our last.
How do we link this to Power Rangers?
Okay. I got it, guys. I got it. The same company that created Alpha 5 also created Chucky.
Okay.
All right.
True.
56-44.
Yep. Because, I mean, Zordon had to get Alpha 5 from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he bought it from Walmart.
Call it. It's Zedmod in this.
Oh yeah, my bad, Zedmod. Oh, Omar, what up, bro? My kids have a friend named Omar.
And he's brought all the kids in the neighborhood to fight Chucky.
Yep, Chucky's fighting all the other toys.
Chucky's projecting Aubrey Plaza having sex with the stepfather on the walls so the kids can all watch.
Yep. Sucking dick. Damn, PTSD kids. In so hard. You fucking kids. Yeah. Ruining my entire fucking day.
Meanwhile, on Homicide, life in the street.
Dun dun.
Somebody call Ice-T.
Ryan Tyree Henry just sees this body and he's like, okay, that didn't work. Work, damn you.
Oh, it's a bunny bear
even,
now.
That's even headache! Scarier.
There we go. Imagine like just, oh, there's a leprechaun one. It's like it could have been, this could have also been like tied to a leprechaun remake. Make a robot leprechaun.
Just his buddy just flipping everybody off. Buddy two, fuck you. I'm the rebellious one. He's emo buddy.
I like how basically Chucky is essentially a stalker in this movie.
Yes.
Like something out of full, like, Fatal Attraction or Single White Female or something like that. Oh my gosh, he's going to show his mom's porn all over the TV. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Well, I guess Chucky got the wrong porn from Chad.
Yeah.
Chucky's just sitting back like, yeah.
Man.
Oh, shit. You can't do that. Beat his ass. Hell yeah.
That's racist.
That's a hate crime.
This kid is ableist. It's a racist and an ableist fighting each other.
Oh! It's the Bill Clinton buddy. Yeah.
You're crazy, kid.
It's me, Bill. It's Bill Clinton robot. Does anyone want me to come on him?
No, Robert. We got two robots here. Two stoned robots in the corner stuff.
Yeah.
All right. I better get going because I got to go back outside to be the robot.
Somebody lock that door.
Hold on. I'm locking that door. There's way too many robots. We said we weren't going to have any robots anymore on the show, but they seem to come out of the woodwork. I'm going to have to stop this now. All right, hold on. I'm just going to have to... All right, hammer some of these in there. There we go. All right, that door's locked. Hopefully no more robots get through.
Oh,
shit.
Chucky's like, I fucking heard that.
I'm gonna kill everyone who's not friends with Andy.
Especially his mom. But first, I want to see those titties. Oh shit, she found out.
Oh no, she found out that her cat's now a ghost cat.
Mm-hmm.
Chucky, leave that knife there. Somebody might need it to make a sandwich.
Yeah, dude, and you don't spread mayonnaise with a knife like that.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't?
No.
You got to use a machete batch. That's what you use to spread mayo on a sandwich.
Hell yeah, is that his mom? Oh no, Uh-oh. Oh honey, I'm sorry, you're waiting for a taxi. Oh baby, thanks for coming to pick me up. Oh, there's no
Oh, that's right racist.
And also, Colin.
Anybody got time for that?
That's racist.
Why do I get the feeling that the that's racist thing is going to be a running joke for the podcast this year?
That's racist, bitch.
Yes.
If everything is racist, if everything is racist, then nothing is racist.
Right. Hmm. Hmm. What about ghosts?
She's just going to bingo.
Going to bingo.
Yeah, baby.
You know what? It all makes sense now. Why Chucky's acting up, why he's like putting himself in all these electronics, it's because all of these electronics are owned by Elon Musk, and they're all owned by Tesla.
Or they're all by AI Louise.
Well, that too. Yeah. That is true. Time to take you for a ride.
Gonna take you for a ride.
Dude, that cop, that her son... probably could get a lot of money from this fucking Caspian company or whatever.
Yeah.
When she dies.
Chucky's all... Chucky's all like to the cop's mum, and he's all like...
Hey, freak show!
Nope. No. You've lost all rights to that sounder.
3 minutes of heat time.
Never.
Oh, hell yeah. She's gonna fly out the fucking car. Heads up, bitch.
This is just what happens when you this is what happens when...
Give me rent.
Oh, she's still alive. Good job. Get her.
Damn it, Chucky. This is why I don't want to get a Tesla Cybertruck, because if they get all crazy, I'm going to be scared.
Yeah, Chucky will fucking start driving it.
Exactly.
Get out of the car.
I don't think she can get out, because I think the doors are locked. Like, she can't even open them up.
Ha!
Nah.
Dead. Yeah, listen to your hot mom.
It's okay, son. You're just a little crazy. Here, have a pill.
Yeah.
Have this Flintstones chewable perky. Oh, God, no.
What's up, Herms?
Oh my god.
He's back.
Hello, it's me, Vanilla Price.
I was hoping he was one and done.
No, Mine. you can never have me as one and done, homies.
Oh no, that's his mom. I am back.
That's his mom, no.
With a knife in the middle of her fucking chest.
Now listen up, geez. I'm in the his hoose because I'm Vanilla Price. And I'm a mixture of the old ways and also the new ways of rap.
What?
And also, I am going to come. I thought I'd just come on the show for a little bit because I'm too going to seek revenge on Craven.
I think I'm going to have to do this for the good of the podcast. Hey, Vanilla.
Yes. I got shot. Oh, I guess I got to go back to the crypt.
And one for Sam Bass.
Back into the crypt I go. Pull one for my homies.
Those were silver bullets too.
Good, so he can't come back.
Let's hope not.
You never know. He could come back because, I mean, he's Vanilla Price. He comes back from the dead all the time. Are we
having fun? Are you my best buddy? Oh, no.
Damn, robots, keep away from my mom.
Yeah. Andy, your mom's a squirter.
It's true.
Yeah.
Damn it, Andy. That TV cost us $50 and I got it out of the trash.
Right?
Karen whimpers.
Candy, I'm going to have to call the manager on you now.
Ed. Come on. 1 hour and 8 minutes.
We're getting close. There's about 20 minutes left of this movie. Uh-huh. So we're doing all right.
We're doing all right.
Especially with the ads. Yeah. Uh-oh, it's Hims again.
We are Venom. We.
Oh.
Oh. Where'd that come from?
Right? I have no idea.
Must be the robots.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be like, I'm hoping those we're back at
1 hour 8 seconds 58 seconds.
Yes. Uh oh, it's Black Friday. They're all come down here to buy a buddy doll.
That's racist.
Sorry, this Friday.
Oh my God, they have a Bill Cosby buddy. Does it come with roofies and pills and shit?
I hope not.
I mean, Chucky's evil.
What if my kid's not crazy?
Yeah. Let's go talk to the gang.
That's right, gang. Let's listen to the buzz from Home Alone.
Yeah. He's like, I don't have my phone, bro.
Whoa, bro.
Bro.
Yeah, damn, bitch, you're crazy. Hilarious. Oh. Also, he would not be working this case anymore.
Conflict of interest, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. He's gone rogue. He's a rogue cop.
Mm-hmm.
All these people just come down here to buy a buddy doll. and he looks terrifying in that outfit with the mustache.
Oh, okay. Okay.
They're looking for WWE Elite figures, too.
Yeah.
They want that very Rick Rude.
I'm fascinated by the teddy bear version of a buddy doll.
That's just gross.
You're the savior of our future, John Connor. Oh, wait, sorry, wrong movie.
Nah. Oh, shit. Listen here, Andy, you killed my mom.
I don't care if you're, like, at least 4 foot high. You're a murderer.
Yes, Black Friday, baby.
Yeah, I don't have to tell you shit, Karen.
Yeah, you actually do. That is her underage son, her minor son. Yeah, he's dead.
Yeah.
Blood just spraying out of his neck.
Not only that, I think his head falls off.
No.
Ew. No.
That's how you get AIDS.
Hepatitis.
Uh-huh.
You're in the cleaning section. We could clean that up.
Yeah, blood right in the mouth.
Get some Clorox wipes.
Uh-oh.
Still, no one's going to believe that a doll is doing this.
Yes. It's because of those tariffs. Hello, my name is Henry. Damn it, Tim Matheson is Vince McMahon. Stop it. You can stop all this.
Hell yeah. Drones with knives on them. Let's go.
Yep.
Nope. I would. That's the thing. I remember seeing like a video or a photo of like a drone carrying a chainsaw, and I was terrified.
Yeah, dude. That's right. Yeah. Kill these humans, Chucky.
Kill that cop.
Oh! And he's dead.
It's okay. He was already dead anyway.
Well, that is true. This poor guy has just got dead twice.
Grab the TVs.
Yeah, get out of there.
Hey, we may be trying to get out of here so we can save our lives, but we can get a free TV in the process.
I'm going to the McFarlane aisle.
Yeah, because you're fucking psycho, Chucky.
Yeah, kill the fat kid.
This is what happens when you have the Joker voice Chucky.
Oh. Hell yeah. Oh no.
They got the cop.
Oh, he dead.
Oh, my baby. Hell yeah.
Damn teddy bears.
Goddamn bears. Chomping on people's faces and shit. That's hilarious.
Like, yeah, we're all invested in the movie at this point.
Yeah, dude.
It's not over, bears.
The bears. The frightening.
The bears.
Yes. Final girl.
He's like, I just came.
So he was all like, jizz in my
pants. Oh no, Chucky's got his mom. I'm coming over, Chucky. Plaza.
Andy's mom's in a Saw movie. I can't just leave her there. If we stay, we all die, okay?
We gotta go. We'll call the cops, Andy. And he's like, it's okay. It's okay. It's much just my mom. I don't really need her.
Yeah, she was being mean to me earlier, so fuck her.
Yeah.
You're it.
Oh. Jeez.
It's when Brad Dorff realized he wasn't making any money on this movie.
Oh, poor guy.
It's too bad that those like teddy bear Chucky dolls weren't cat Chucky dolls, because I could use this sound bite.
My pussy's gone crazy.
No, that pussy's dead, bro. You don't want no dead pussy.
Oh, it's a cat again. Go away, those cats. Oh, go away. You need to calm down, ghost cat. And we don't want you ectoplasm in here. Go back through the wall. Go haunt the other parts of the building.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you a quick pat. There we go. All right. Now. Oi! Ow! Fucking ghost cat.
Ghost cat. Best new character 2025.
Hopefully he just like hopefully he just doesn't come back in here and like ectoplasm everywhere. We've already got enough ghosts doing that already.
Sploosh.
Oh, it's just it again.
Oh, for fuck's sake, ghost cat.
Have you got cat pee smells? Wait till cat ectoplasm.
Oh. Ghost cat, you think I care about ghost Peter cat?
Andy, do you want to play a game? You don't need other friends. They try to keep us apart, try to ruin our fun.
But I won't let that happen. Andy, do you want to play a game? That way you can save your mom. Oh, okay, then fair enough. We'll see you later. Bye.
Oh, hold on. Is that you, Polite Jigsaw? We haven't heard from you in a while.
Hey, do you want to play a game?
Yeah, it's me. Well, you know, I mean, if you want to play a game, that's fine. You know, it's just what you guys want to play a game and save Andy's mom, but clearly you don't want to do that, and, you know, that's totally fine. I don't want to interrupt your flow of your show, so.
And I don't think you're the original Polite Jigsaw. You're not Canadian enough.
Well, I don't know what you're on about.
Oh, okay.
There it is.
And also, to be fair, Jigsaw has many apprentices.
Yes.
Why is the doll's hair blowing in the wind?
Hashtag Polite Jigsaw's apprentice.
Exactly. A Polite Jigsaw's apprentice. He died in the boat, so I thought I'd take over. But anyways, though, I'll talk to you all later, and you have a good evening. Bye.
Cut your mom down. She's gonna die, dude. That's how her husband died. Come on, Andy. I mean,
who let these stoner robots in here? We got a no robot policy in Champions, man.
That was Bede, dude.
Well,
God damn it, Bede.
It wasn't me. Colin went out to go.
You two get the fuck out. Get out. Who bolted the door? Oh, God damn. Oh, my God. Where's Marcy? Somebody get Marcy. You guys are. Without all three of you are useless without her.
Well, here's the thing, Craven. Listen.
Listen.
Marcy's looking for Chad up on the 13th floor. We have been hounded by two stoner robots, Vanilla Price, a ghost cat that's ectoplasming everywhere. Some lawyer
That's gross, man. That's gross.
And some lawyer who's coming here and giving Louise a cease and desist. So
that was funny as hell, man. I'm not gonna lie. I was watching other cameras.
And also, all this happened because Colin went out to go look for Ninja Terminator 2B and forgot to shut the door behind him.
We need to get that my buddy back, man. I don't know. Yeah. I'm worried about them.
This fucking doll. Is the mom all right?
Oh, that.
Hey, Colin, remember last week, a couple weeks ago when I totally destroyed Bean in a karaoke contest? That was funny as hell, man.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that. It was tight.
Hey, Craven, why don't you... why don't you take my name out of your fucking mouth?
Oh. He's not dead. This is the end, friend.
You know what, Craven?
Bean, just for that, you get to do 20 more push-ups.
You know what? I'm not going to do 21 push-ups because you know why?
Why?
Because I have a friend who can do that for me. I'm back from the crypt. Hello, Craven. It's me, Hermes. If you can get rid of me, you can never get rid of Vanilla Price.
Get the fuck out. Yeah.
Not the server again. I'm going down like my heroes, Tupac. And
they're gonna fall in love now.
I keep this gun in my boot.
Biggie, Tupac. See you soon, Hermes. Well, I mean, Vanilla Price has been shot again.
Twice in one episode, man.
I know.
That's a lot.
It's a good thing the walls are soundproofed. Yeah, fuck that kid. I mean, toy.
Fuck him up.
Nah, fuck that kid. That'd be wrong.
I love how they're like, the company shares no responsibility.
No. Well, you can't, man. You have plausible deniability.
Yeah.
Is that why you made us sign all those contracts when you sheltered us here at Champions, Craig?
Allegedly, you're all under NDAs.
I'm not sure about this. I should have had Lewis have a look at these NDAs before I signed them.
Lewis wrote them.
Well, that is also true, too.
Oh, man. That movie is so garbage.
Coming up next, the Bye Bye Man Polaroid, also from the same director as the Child's Play remake, Killer Clowns from Outer Space, and Ugly Dolls.
Dude, is Polaroid any good?
Not really.
I heard Bye Bye Man isn't that good either. We're gonna watch it.
But you know what's going to be good? My pick that I won from B to the karaoke competition, so...
Oh, shit.
It's going to be an awesome movie.
Well, how about you shut up, Craven?
32 push-ups. 32. You want 35?
Yeah, give me 35. I don't care. I don't give a fuck.
How about 40?
You think I care about Craven? Or Champions?
Yeah.
Do it.
45? You want to go 45?
You know what? Do it.
Big! Silence! You get down and you give me 45 push-ups right now!
Alright, I'm getting down. Let me just do my push-ups.
Call it Rocky, show up!
Yeah. Alright, so, yeah. So that was my pick for this week on TV Tuesday that, you know... So thanks for everybody coming to listen and watch and do all that fun jazz. So, Batch, where can people find you on the internet today?
You can find me every Tuesday-ish on Web Tales, the Spider-Man podcast, part of the Pop4D Network. Follow me on my socials at BatchPop4D on the X, the Threads, and the Blue Sky, and follow Pop4D on Facebook.
Fuck yeah. All right, Bead, what kind of plug shit you got?
Bean's a bit busy with the push-ups, so I thought I'd come in here and tell you all.
21, 22, 23. Yeah. You're doing good, Bean.
Good job, dude.
I'm just telling you all, beware the Ides of Craven.
Oh, shit, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
30. Cool,
thanks, Louise.
32. Oh, God. We're ending the show. Come on.
Yeah, we're done. Oh, yeah, you guys can find me on Trash Panda Podcast every Thursday.
It's me, Future Louise. I can't tell you who the traitor is, but all I can say is beware the Ides of Kraven.
Didn't we just hear that?
Future Louise, what's your last name?
Actually, I have no last name because, like, a while ago, someone who claimed to be the real Louise Lasser came and dropped me off some forms and told me I had to change my name or I'd get sued. So I had to change my name, honey.
Give it a couple months. She'll be dead. It's fine.
Yes, but I won't say what it is because I don't want to, like,
hello, hello. I'm Robert, the serious lawyer. I'm here to give Future Louise a cease and desist as well. You can no longer be Louise Lasser either.
Wait a minute. This is bullshit. This is baloney. I gotta check with Louis, Future Louis, about this. I'll talk to you all later. Bye.
40, 41, 42. Good job, Bede.
Good job, dude.
Oh, jeez. Oh. Okay.
All right. Well, fucking right.
Good job, buddy.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Well, after all that, if people want to find me out there on the internet, you can follow me on Twitter, Blue Sky, and Letterboxd under BeJamine. You can find all my work over at supermarcy.com and as well as the other podcasts that I co-host with Super Marcy that are also on the Super Network. Also, if you have been enjoying the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, go to patreon.com/thesupernetwork and as yes. little as $1 a month, you can get early access to not just this show, but all the other shows that are on the Super Network. But you'll also get the exclusive video only yes. versions of this show. So you can watch us watch the movie and you can join us for it as well. And also you can find my solo podcast, Beat vs. the Living Dead, and as well as its other spin-offs on its network on all podcast streamers everywhere via Beat versus the Living Dead podcast feed. So, yeah.
And we have more stuff in the pipeline that will be Patreon exclusive, like, in the vein of the Christmas special. So,
indeed.
Standalone kind of stuff like that you will only find on the Patreon.
Yes. Stay tuned for that, everyone, once it comes up. And we'll be back next Tuesday for Marcy's pick. So, hopefully, she'll be back by then after once she has found Chad. So, we'll see you all then. See you, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
At Caslon, we believe that happiness is about more than entertainment. It's about being known, understood, loved. Introducing your new best friend.
People, let me tell you about my best friend.
Chucky?